Just a couple of brief reminders. Christmas is coming. So Christmas masses, you can see the schedule in the hors d'oeuvre with the music. Also, it's in the bulletin on the doors as well. It's also going to be online on our Facebook page and on our website. Just as a reminder, on Christmas Eve, which is Friday, we'll have masses at 4, which will be the one that is live streamed. 4, 6, 8 in Spanish. There's a mass that begins at midnight. We call midnight mass for that reason. And on Saturday, Christmas Day, there is one mass at 10 o'clock a.m. Please note that this mass you are presently at will not exist next week, just for 1 week. There'll be no confessions or mass on Christmas Day, 5 p.m. We just have Christmas Day, 10 a.m. Also, as you're making your plans, traditionally, the 4 o'clock Mass on Christmas Eve is wonderfully filled with many, many, many children. And if that is not your thing, you may consider a different Mass. But if it is your thing, it is a beautiful thing. It's a little bit crowded, but I usually invite the children up for a little homily, a special homily for them, and then we bless the manger scene. So I hope you're able to, of course, join us and welcome to you and your families. Those of you who are our extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion and our lectors and our servers and ushers, etc., there are sign-up sheets since we need you to volunteer for masses. So please do. You'll see them in the narthex on the as you leave on the table on the right. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come to the fourth Sunday of Advent. Next time you see the church, unless you come to daily mass, it will be completely transformed. Our elves will have been here, and it will be beautiful. The fourth Sunday is the final preparation, and it is given to a reflection on the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I have just two brief points about the gospel today. First of all, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Blessed Mother, visits St. Elizabeth, her cousin, and the mother of St. John the Baptist. This historic meeting, this incredibly important meeting, was hidden. It went unknown and unseen to the rest of the world. God had already become incarnate in Mary's womb, and the one preparing his way was there as well, about to be born. And the rest of the world did not know at this point. Think about it, Almighty God working in supreme power, in silence and humility. You know, at various times in our lives, we ask ourselves, many of us ask ourselves, where is God? I'm suffering, I'm lost, I'm grieving, and I can't see what he's doing. I cannot feel God's presence. Where is God? In these times, in those moments which come to everyone, even people of deep faith, do not worry. Do not give over to that worry. Have faith. God is right by your side. In fact, he has never left you and never will. Even if we don't feel that presence. But remember, love is not based on feelings. Love, as we know, changes. If you had to base on whether you loved your husband, wife, or children, just if you always felt gaga over them, then it would not be love, would it? Love is love even when we don't feel gaga over these things. And God is here, and he loves you with a love more than you know. And he is here in this Holy Mass, loves us so much that he feeds us with himself, his own body and blood. That is love. So when it sometimes seems that God is not listening, he is. He is actually preparing for your future. He is preparing the perfect moment to act, the right moment, which may not be the moment that you and I might choose, But it is the perfect moment. And he acts often, most often, in silence. Greatness comes from humble beginnings, like the manger in Bethlehem. You may feel small or insignificant, but God thinks otherwise. He has a habit, in fact, of choosing people the world thinks are small and insignificant to do the most important things. Ask God today at this Mass to have the faith that our dear mother Mary had. St. Elizabeth says about Mary, "Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." God keeps his promises. He will keep his promises to you. Just believe and have faith. My second point, knowing Jesus, having faith in Jesus Christ, then impels us to act. Outside of here, outside of these church walls, each and every one of us must be not only what the world calls a good person, but an authentic missionary disciple. We must become an apostle, someone who goes out and brings others in, brings them here, drags them if we have to. Think of your children for Christmas Mass. Drag them if you have to, so that they might come to know Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. It is, by the way, the whole point of being a Christian, right? To make Jesus known to others. It's not just a gift for ourselves, but it's one that is meant to be given and spread. It was, in fact, his last command before his ascension, to go out into the whole world and make disciples of all the nations, he says. Tell everyone the good news. How, you might ask yourself, how can I, little as I am, with little influence that I have, make Jesus known? The answer is naturally, simply, living each moment as if Jesus means everything to you, because he should. He's the Savior. Too many of us Christians say that we believe, but then live as we wish, according to our own desires. Too many of us live as practical atheists, as we've said before. Instead, though, be different. In the words of St. Paul, do not conform yourselves to this age. Do not conform your life to the way everybody else is living it, without purpose, looking out only for the self. But in its place, choose to live your faith boldly in the midst of the everyday world, in your everyday work, in how you care and guide your family, how you speak to your friends, in what seems like ordinary life, which can be so full and holy of divine power. Jesus calls us to make holy the ordinary tasks of everyday life. Think now about the life of the Virgin Mary. All of the days that Mary lived on earth were lived in a way very similar to millions of other women today, who are busy working hard, busy taking care of the family, being the glue that holds us together, busy educating children, and countless other things that so often go unnoticed, that are hidden. Mary makes holy what many people wrongly consider as inconsequential and without value: our daily work, our daily conversations. Even in our day, our daily text messages, Instagrams, Snapchats, whatever, social media posts, and if you want to be retro, telephone calls. We could call it blessed normality. Blessed normality, our normal everyday life, which is hidden from so many people, can be so filled with so much love, of God. That is what explains Mary's life that sets her apart. Her love. Unconditional love. A love taken to the extreme until the complete oblivion of self that would be selfish. Living contentedly where God wants me, where he has placed me, and fulfilling his divine will with joy. Mary, our mother, is our example. Ask her now to help you die to self in order to find your true self, Jesus Christ. And be like her in the everyday, concrete circumstances of the life that you have been called to live, that hidden life, this precious gift of life, which you and I are called and privileged to make holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.